Noise department.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Big Dumb Show. Joining us in studio, our guest, comedian Drew Hastings with us. Drew, good to see you, man.
Well, thanks. I was just looking at this. It looks like you guys have gussied this place up a little bit.
Kind of a little bit since the last time you were in here. Yeah.
The show down the hall is making a lot of money. We're helping spend a little bit.
Yeah, last time we were here, we had just gone through the divorce, so we still had the milk crates and the futon.
Yeah, that's right.
But so now things are getting a little better now, so that's good.
That's all right.
How have you been? You haven't been in here forever, right?
Man. I took some time off, mm-hmm. and I got out of L.A. I wanted a break from L.A., and I went back in the woods. I literally been in a cabin in the woods for the last 2 months.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah, writing stuff.
Uh-huh.
Finishing a one-man show, writing some stand-up, and hanging out with my chick, and just...
With your chick.
Drew's got a pretty good-looking old lady.
Yeah, yeah. How's that going? Things are good?
Yeah, she's a bitch, but the point is... No, you know what? I'll tell you what, man. I've been around on this planet a while. Every relationship is screwed up and dysfunctional.
Yeah.
And it's just which one you're going to stick with,
right?
And which one meshes with your dysfunction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's just all it is. I think men have these afflictions, you know? It's like, you ever have the kind of love for somebody that just ends the moment they leave the room? You know, it's just...
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And it's how we get in relationships. I mean, you don't even plan on it. You just... You know, it's just, you ever been having sex? You're having sex with somebody, and in the middle of it all, the heat of passion, you say, I love you. But you don't really mean it. And then you're stuck with them the rest of your life. I love you when I'm boinking.
This particular moment.
When I'm there.
Other times, not so much. So now, Drew, last time I ran into you, you were doing the cross-country thing with the car.
You got the big Cadillac.
You got a Cadillac, yeah. Which was a 70-something?
77 Eldorado.
Nice ride.
Oh, yeah.
How'd it do?
And I've got that car in town with me.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've got it in town with me.
Still and, going. So how's it kicking? Is it going all right?
Oh, yeah. It runs great. Yeah.
Gas prices are great for that car.
Oh, yeah.
That car, man.
Gulp, gulp.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
You need to tell him you need about $700 in gas money on your rider, you know? Yeah. I'm coming where? That'll be $800 extra.
You know what? It cost me. I drove from L.A. back here to the Midwest, and it cost me about a little over $700 in gasoline one way.
One way.
Serious?
Yeah, but you're throwing the chicks off. I mean, you must be in a car.
Oh yeah,
like that.
Man, a big Eldorado. Mm-hmm. I force navigators off the road.
What is that? Part the Red Sea. No.
So now you say you're living out in the woods. In the woods, where? Like Northern California?
No, I was in rural Ohio, way down in the woods in a place called Hocking County.
And really?
It's like, you know what? It's kind of like the, where is it they grow all the pot up in Northern California?
Like Humboldt County?
Humboldt County.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Humboldt County of Ohio. It's down around Athens University.
Okay.
Athens, Ohio University, right. Meigs County.
I was going to say, because we were talking about this on the program yesterday as to why is there Ohio? Why does it exist? And it seems like that would be maybe the only redeeming feature of the state.
Yeah, well, I'm a diehard Ohioan, though.
Yeah. Is that home for you? Is that where you're from?
Oh, yeah. I'm
really?
Originally from there. I grew up eating and dealing psychedelic drugs in small town Ohio. I am from Dayton, Ohio, actually, which actually, if you look at it on a map, Dayton, Ohio is at the intersection of I-70 and I-75, the two busiest freeways in the United States. Mm-hmm. And which made Dayton a very unique town because that's why it was always big on counterfeiting, prostitution, gun running, and drug smuggling.
All the good stuff.
All that stuff needs a good distribution route.
Right.
So if you live at the busiest intersection in America, you can't help but have some kind of weird life, and that's what it was for me, Dayton, Ohio.
Who says criminals are stupid?
That's right.
That's what businessmen. They're not. That's what it is.
Building a social network out of Ohio.
Okay, all right. Because yesterday we were close to declaring war on Ohio just because we were really unclear as to why it was there.
But you know, it is weird. I travel all over the United States, and people do have weird state rivalries where some people, there are certain states, I just don't effing like those people, you know? And it's like that. And then there's other states, I like them.
Yeah.
It's like Michigan. For some reason, I don't like people from Michigan. Mm-hmm. I don't like them. I think they got an attitude. And they all look like Trapper John. I swear to God, yeah. Go up there. Every guy in Michigan's got a mustache from like the 70s. They all look like that drug dealer out of Boogie Nights. I swear to God, every one of them does. And they're all like this.
Use guys gonna run. Use, yeah. Yeah.
And then there are certain states. Now, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Indiana I like. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with Indiana. Iowans I've always really liked.
What about Georgia?
Missouri, I hate Missouri.
Really?
Well, they're all horse thieves over in Missouri. Yeah, they are. When all the settlers pushed west in this country, you know, all the hardworking pioneers, some of them settled in Ohio or Indiana, or they went on to the lush farms of Kansas. All the settlers that were like, I'm tired, I just want to sit down and drink whiskey, settled in Missouri.
Missouri.
I mean, the only political bill they ever put together was the Missouri Compromise. That tells you how much backbone those idiots had. I hope they all burn. Name a big band. Name a big rock band out of Missouri. Anybody?
Let's see. Well, St. Louis. There must be somebody out of St. Louis. Yeah, you know that one band.
Yeah.
You can't do it, can you?
No.
Mm.
They're damn, just no, losers.
they do suck.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's just nothing there.
No,
I mean, at least Kansas had... Kansas. They put out an album.
They got Kansas.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, Kansas.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Well, it wasn't its day. Now maybe. It doesn't hold up.
They got
up,
the Wizard of Oz, huh?
Okay, maybe. Yeah. Hey, our guest comedian.
But I think Styx holds up.
Styx, from where are they from?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think they're from Chicago.
Boston's still real disappointed by their band. But yeah. Drew Hastings, our guest on the program. Drew, now you said you're living in L.A. for a while, and you got out. Did you have to get out? Did it drive you crazy?
Yeah.
Really?
Man, yeah. You have never met a town with more losers, wannabes, idiots, attitude. The sun doesn't even set in L.A. It just gives up and drops in the ocean with a bitter hiss. And that's Los Angeles. And I'm a Midwest guy. Uh-huh. You know, I'm kind of hardworking, optimistic dude. And it's like, I'm just like, you know, people are just losers out there. You know, you pass a joint, you never get it back.
Thanks,
and that's just if you're with one guy. Right. I mean, it's just, what is your problem, man?
It's just rude.
Yeah.
Well, I can
understand
see
that at a concert.
That would drive anybody out of any state,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you going to do?
Well, enjoy your shack in the woods, I guess. let's talk about what kind of deals you can make there at that intersection, too. Drew Hastings, our guest on the program.
Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.